Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, I want to mention, and I'm disappointed I'm not going to get a chance to see him, but Bruce Pearl is in town, former awesome college basketball coach who's kind of crossed over and is doing some stuff more on culture and, you know, politics. He was going to run for office, but he didn't. But he's at the factory tonight. Our friend Alex Rich is actually, I think, interviewing Bruce right now for his Jews in the Loop podcast. But Bruce is an amazing guy. He's doing an event sponsored by the Jewish Federation of St. Louis tonight. I'm not sure if tickets are still available, but you might want to check that because he's a fantastic speaker. Brian Kilmeade is back with us this afternoon. Noon. You heard him this morning on 97.1 FM Talk. Brian, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Have you been in a staff meeting with the leaders at Fox where you've called out management and been disrespectful and not had consequences for that? Because I think if I did that, and I do some things that aren't very, you know, probably good for my career in front of the bosses, but I think I'd probably be fired too, and that's what happened to Scott Pelley. And he had to know he was going to get fired after that, didn't he?
I mean, a little bit. I think he did. Or what makes it worse is if he thinks he's bigger than the station, bigger than the show, he is, how dare you address me? And I've met people like that, like, how dare you? You know, you work at Fox. That's not a real network. You know, you're not even in my league. And it makes me laugh now, but when you're in your 20s and 30s, it really bothers you, perhaps. But that's the way he's been acting. I mean, I watched his commencement address last year.
Oh, I saw it.
He's just ranting. Just ranting against the new owners of the network, and let alone when Barry Weiss said, hey, Sharon Alfonsi, you're about to release a segment about illegal immigrants sent to El Salvador's prison. You don't have the administration's point of view. Well, we called them and they gave us a statement. No, that's not good enough. Hold it. How dare you tell me to hold it? When I watched her erupt, I think to myself, wait, then it comes out that she's coming up to the end of her contract. And I thought, she must be making so much money or has little kids at home that she wants to spend more time with. Because in our business, Everybody's expendable. You might think that, you know, Mark Reardon and Brian Kilmeade, ratings are great, he's untouchable. I know that's not true.
Oh, I know it too.
I mean,
we're all. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. There's the owner of the stations. I mean, they worked hard to buy these stations. And, you know, they value. I imagine they value your employees, and that's fine. But you're employees. And there's an opportunity maybe for you and I to buy a station if we get investors. Well, that's different. Then, you know, we can maybe make demands on people. But you have to know who you are. I remember, you know, you're waiting tables. And I remember some waiters when I was in college and right after used to, like, yell at management. I go, guys, they're going to just fire you. I hope you have another job. And they would get fired. There's no difference now. There's owners and there's employers, and you could ask for, you know, what's due to you and your vacation days, but then you answer to them. But when I heard the arrogance of a brand new executive producer being brought in, he just wants to say hello, and they say, I looked at your resume, you're not worthy of this job.
Yeah.
I don't think you have the experience for this job. I was stunned by that.
I was too. And I just read the entire, you know, letter that Nick Bilton wrote to Scott Pelley terminating his employment. And the thing that really frustrates me, and I'm going to address this a little bit more later in the show, but I have, there's some folks I follow on Facebook, including a former University of Missouri journalism professor that I had, Stacey Wolfel. And he writes about these media issues all the time. And they really, at my alma mater, Brian, they favor agenda journalism. They're proud of it. So he writes this piece today, heaping high praise on 60 Minutes, saying, don't watch 60 Minutes anymore. You know, Barry's murdered 60 Minutes. They just don't have an understanding of what has led millions of people in this country to not trust the legacy media. They still don't get it. And to your point, Scott Pelley does think he's bigger than 60 Minutes. He thinks he's bigger than CBS altogether. I guess he'll have a podcast and write a book or something like that, but he found out he was expendable too.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Yeah, and you know, I watched Mark him up early And when I get to work at 4, it's also valuable time for me to go to the BBC and GBN News and find out what else is happening, especially with this war going on. Because Fox is in repeats and CNN is just talking to themselves. So I, you know, and local news doesn't help me get ready for any show. So I always like flip around. So for some reason, Monday or Tuesday, I saw the Emmy Awards. And all of a sudden, I just go, I can't believe this. I go, wait, who's winning the Emmy? That's right. So it's news. I go, wow, I'm going to watch this for a second. And they introduce Scott Pelley. And he comes out, and he's all upset. He goes, Sharon Alfonsi's in the audience, give her a standing ovation. And then they introduce a 22-year-old who gets a CBS scholarship because of his journalism. Mm-hmm. At which time he says, thank you. And you know what his next line is? And I'm going to play this on One Nation on Sunday. His next line is, I am condemning CBS for their new policy and what they're doing to 60 Minutes. And I think it's wrong, and you're destroying Mike Wallace, who would never accept what's happening. I go, wait, this is a 22-year-old kid who just got like $100,000 from CBS. And the crowd stood and cheered. And I'm saying to myself, you should always, one of the words of the lines was, you should never be afraid to say genocide. So you know what they're saying? You should never be afraid to call it genocide in Gaza. You know what? It's not. And if you don't believe me, ask X, Y, and Z. And there are people that do. Your job is to report, not to tell everybody it's genocide in your point of view. And now another 22-year-old is doing a mini Jimmy Kimmel rant when a time in which you should just say one, two words. Thank you.
I mean, I could not be more with you. And it's just, it's amazing to me that, you know, there's so much. And I don't know where this takes us because, look, I say this all the time. And I know that you are a national show, but we feel like local live radio and local reporting is still very important. And we're losing that because of the lack in trust. I mean, I have another example even from the Post-Dispatch today where it's just omission, you know, little things that they omit that affect the story and also lead to bias. But let me ask you about a few other things that are happening because we have a busy news day, as you know, outside of Scott Pelley. Do we kind of think that Steve Hilton came in second in the jungle primary? He didn't really, you know, accept victory today, but he said we're looking pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I was up this morning, it was first. So, I mean, he looks like he's going to get second. And then, you know, I'm looking at the West Coast news, and they say, well, there's still only maybe a 20% chance that he can win because now you take all those seven others running for governor, and if you put those numbers in, you know, he'll lose by five to 10 points. But what you don't have, if it's Becerra, the thing that makes it crazy and maybe throws a wrench into it for Democrats is that he's a terrible candidate, not appreciated by the Biden administration colleagues, ripped by Susan Rice. During the HHS, when we were in the middle of a pandemic, he disappeared. And now you got this scandal of his chief of staff trading out of the office, and we're supposed to believe he had nothing to do with it. So if you have Steve Hilton pounding a independent message, and he's very good, he's a very good speaker, he's very good, very conversational, very likable, and then you have this horrible candidate like Becerra, who doesn't even have the gleam and the glow of the incompetent Gavin Newsom. So you can't even say he's a slick salesman. He's a sleepy candidate. So there might be the type of perfect storm that allows it, but I do think Hilton's getting in. And if Steyer gets in, what does it tell you? $212 million to jam his stupid
Unreal. Yeah.
Ideas down people's throats.
Well, and then it looks also like, and I just can't see a scenario where Spencer Pratt wins this thing in the general, but it looks like he's going to, you know, come in second in the mayoral primary. He's certainly tapped in to something out there, and, you know, maybe there's enough anger where something weird will happen. I don't know. It's a deep blue city. That's the problem, and they're going to try to crush him as much as they can.
And what he should do, and he's already talking about that, name your whole staff. And don't do Trump. Don't do Trump. Yeah, Trump's a night. Yeah, I wish him the best. I voted for him. That's it. That's it. Don't do Trump. Don't let anyone marginalize you as MAGA. Talk independent. And then you just talk. I want to tell you what I'm doing at homeless. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing with affordable housing. This is what I'm going to do to rebuild Pacific Palisades. Here's my meeting with Allstate and State Farm. This is what I'm going to be able to do if I pull this out. You know, I'm going to work with Lee Zeldin in order to expedite things and point out everything that Karen Bass is not doing. All you talk about is practical solutions along with this according to everybody, phenomenal social media team.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
That's one of his big advantages. But he does speak common sense, and I think that is tapping into people for sure. All right, you mentioned one thing for Sunday night. What else you got planned for the show on Sunday?
I got Kyrsten Sinema coming on, and, you know, they did save the fact that we don't have 13 U.S. Supreme Court justices. She did save the fact that we don't have two more states. She did stop the new Green Deal that was supposed to be three times the size of what it was with Joe Manchin. So I want to find out what she thinks of her party. And I think we miss people like that calling balls and strikes like we do with Joe Manchin.
Well, Fetterman's the only one on the other side. Yeah,
I know. Billy Bush is going to be on talking about what you just talked about. I got Craig Carton, who's a national personality on sports, talking about, and I know it's a little New York-centric, but not really, the Knicks, first time in 53 years, they're going for a title. First time they've been there since 99. I'm going to talk NBA and World Cup with Craig Carton, and we'll look at the media, like the Scott Pelley situation with Joe Concha. And I'm pretty sure that makes a show. At least Stefanik is also going to be with us, too. I'm going to have to say something positive. There's four or five different incidents that happened during commencement where someone walked up with a Palestinian flag where a commencement speaker went rogue and they were stopped in their tracks.
Yeah, I know. I saw some of the coverage of that.
Are we waking up?
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. By the way, you should talk about the NBA Finals. And I've even told you, we're a hockey town and we don't really get into the NBA. But with the history of the Knicks, I mean, I grew up knowing some great New York Knicks teams and Wembanyama for the Spurs. I'm definitely checking it out. And by the way, I don't know if you follow hockey, but the NHL Finals started off in really, really exciting fashion with the Knights beating the Panthers last night. I keep saying the Panthers. The Hurricanes. Sorry about that.
I'm going to name three teams in all sports that I'm in awe of. The Spurs, because they always find a way to win. They always find the Ginobili's and the Tony Parkers, and they do get lucky with Duncan and Robinson. I got it. And Webby, I understand that, but still, they always win. Tampa Bay, Rays, I don't get it. $70 million payroll, I don't get it.
And the Knights.
They're always contending. And the other one is the Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, what they've done since they came in the league, the first year was stunning, and the fact that they keep getting back there
is incredible.
Unbelievable.
And this year's story, I don't know if you, they fired their head coach like 3 weeks before the end of the season, and it's just a crazy story. So I love stories like that. Brian, have a great weekend. Enjoy the NBA Finals. We'll talk next week.
And don't forget, everybody, meet me at the factory in November. It's going to get here before you know it.
Absolutely. I mentioned Bruce Pearl is there today. It's a great venue. We're selling tickets for you, Brian. I guarantee it.
Go get it.
All right, November 21st. That's a Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.